Good evening. Tonight, I shall read for you one of the most famous stories to have ever graced the internet. A story so emblematic of the new bold writing styles that have come to define the internet as a whole, that I dare say this piece of fine literature will be remembered alongside Ulysses as one of the greatest pieces of fiction in the Western literary canon. So tonight I shall read for you Mario and the Princess Inn, a third meaning for hot lunch, by Erotic Hot Studman, 69. One day, Mumbo was going by, and he said, "Me going to kill Wait a minute. Oh, I'm sorry, I seem to have misplaced the story. Give me a minute. God damn motherfucking... I can't find it, stupid... Oh, here we go. Sorry for the interruption. Anyway, one day, Princess was in her castle, and she was thankful of Mario for saving her over and over. So she was in the library, and looking at pictures of Mario, in the book Faux Mario, tat was made in dedicatum of Mario always saving the Mushroom Kingdom. She looked at the pictures of Mario, and was getting aroused in her good shaved vagina, and she wanted to have sex, W. Mario, but she wasn't sure how to do it. But then she had an idea and went back to the kitchen to prepare. Meanwhile, back in Mario's house, Mario was talking to Luigi. What Mario didn't know is that Luigi was in on Princess' plan. "Do you like the princess?" Luigi asked Mario. "I don't know. I never thought about it," Mario said. "Why do you ask?" Mario also said. "No resin, Luigi aid." "Okay," Mario said. "It's cool. I'll leave now," Luigi said, and he did leave. "Bye," Mario said, and sat down on the couch when the phone rang. "Mamma mia, I just sat down too," Mario said, and answered the phone. "Hello," the princess said. "Hi," Mario said. "I want to cook you dinner," Princess said. "At the castle?" Mario said. "Yeah, here," Princess said. "Okay, I will be there. I am hungry," Mario said. "Okay, bye," Princess said. "Okay, bye," Mario said, and Tehui both hung up. At the castle, Princess was making the dinner, but then she put her plan into act on. She was cooking pasta. She put the pot underneath her legs and pulled down her panties. She huddled over the pot and slowly massaged her clit. "Oh," Princess said. "Oh yeah," Princess said. Her juices began to flow and drain out fo Tej Princess's vinga and all over her hand. She brugged her finger up to her mouth and licked her finger. My poon tastes good," Princess said. Her vagina still flowed her juices into the pasta. Then she pulled her pantis poo and strud her cum int the pasta. Her plan was almost done when Mario rang the doorbell. Princess smiled to herself. Later, at diner, Princess put the pasta in front of Mario and watched as he ate it. "This is really good," Mario said as he finished the last bit. "Is there a special ingredient that it tasted different than usual?" "It is my vagina," Princess said. "Can I have some more?" Mario asked. Princess raised her dress, and she wasn't wearing panties anymore, so Mario licked her pussy and massaged her clit with his tongue. "Oh, Mario," Princess said, grinding her pussy against his face, and came. Later, they were both laying on the floor, and Princess said, "You know, I never had dinner. Mario laughed. Well, it'll make you dinner. You'll be having sausage. And unzipped his fly. The end. Slash. Wasn't that a wonderful story? Tomorrow night, I shall be reading you another in this classic literary series. But for now, I must say goodbye.